Shalom and welcome to Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, 17 miles east of Branson, Missouri in the boonies. Bless the Lord. But even out here from the boonies, we've broadcast all over the world. So Shelley and I are with you today, and we're going to be talking again about chesed, that marvelous, wonderful word. If you know chesed and you know its meaning, all doubt will be erased from your mind. If you know that God is in covenant with you and what chesed means in that covenant, bless the Lord. So we're just going to look a little bit again at that word in the Hebrew. You could imagine that you are in a 3BI class, Billy Brim Bible Institute. We have more than 1,300 students now online, and we're just going through the Bible and marvelous things, and you can find out about it online, billybrim.org. So this is fully accredited, and oh, you will love this school. Mm-hmm. Now, this word, and for instance, we learn a little bit of Hebrew. You don't have to know a whole lot, but the prophets, Jesus said, and the Bible says, everything the prophets declare are going to come to pass. So we study a lot of Hebrew, a little bit of Hebrew, rather, just to recognize some spot words in the Bible. Now, here's amazing, oh my goodness, I was trying to look up all the places in the Bible this is used, and just in Psalms, it filled page after page after page, and you miss it if you don't understand the meaning of this word, chesed. And this is it, starting from right to left, hek, het, samech, dalet, and this is the way I spell it because it's this letter. And so we want you to have the sound of a het here and not just a plain H. Now, the book that we're offering, it spells it H-E-S-E-D, but it can be with a dot under it. Then people who know this rule will pronounce this with the ch sound for chesed. So, hallelujah, bless the Lord. So, we're studying chesed, and hallelujah, December 6th, I turned 85 years old. 85 years young, whatever, I don't care how you say it. I've orbited the sun 85 times, and I have now blasted off on my 86th trip, and the number of my days I will fulfill. And I'm a very, very healthy person, have been for years. What is the secret? You know, they ask people who are 100 years old, what's your secret? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't smoke. Well, I didn't do this. Well, this and that. I never worried, whatever. My secret is the Word of God. God's, you see, this, what this is a covenant. Mm-hmm. And there's a covenant of healing in it for me. Mm-hmm. So I have a list of scriptures that I've been saying for years, every day. And now we put them in a book. And we're sending that book to you, our package that we're offering this month. And I titled this, My Divine Health and Healing Scriptures, God's Covenant Word to Me. That's how I begin every morning.
Yes.
And then I read these scriptures. Psalm 89:34, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. And then Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. See, God said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that comes out of my lips. These came out of God's lips. So he won't, this is God's word, and I live by it, not by bread alone. Then I make a confession. And so whatever this day is in January, I don't know, you might be watching it one of 3 days, but let's just say it's January 3rd. Then I will say when I get up in the morning, I will read those scriptures. God, my divine health and healing scriptures, God's covenant word to me. My covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that's gone out of my lips. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And then I say, I live and walk in divine health today, January 3rd, 2024, by these covenant words from the mouth of God. And the very first scripture I read after this confession is one God gave to me on my birthday in 2011. Now, it's been there all this time. But he just spoke to me about my age and how long I'd live and things like that. And he gave it to me. It's my own personal verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgave all my sins. He healed all my diseases. He redeemed my life from the pit. He crowns me with, and then I use the word that's really there in the Bible, chesed and mercy. He satisfies me with good so that my youth is renewed as the eagles. Now, the King James reads on that verse, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. The ESV, English Standard Version, says, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. And they, as a rule, if you have a concordance, like I have on my computer, you can just look up in the ESV, every place steadfast love is, and you're going to find chesed. But I don't read it like steadfast love or loyal love or loving kindness. I read it like it is because I know the meaning of chesed. He crowns me with chesed and mercy. So in this little book right here, I put an asterisk by that verse. And then down at the bottom, I showed you what the real meaning of chesed is, kind of in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. And I got that from this book, Chesed in the Bible, by Nelson, I think it's Gleck. So here is what it is. Chesed, a Hebrew word often translated mercy, steadfast love. It is neither mercy nor grace, though both are a part of it. It is a word directly tied to one's being in covenant with another, a brit, a covenant with another. It is an obligatory action, obligatory, obliged. This is what you have to do. It is an obligatory action because of a covenant relationship. Chesed is the conduct required in the mutual relationship between allies. The obligations and rights acquired through a covenant are translated into corresponding actions through chesed. Okay, we have a covenant. Mm-hmm. Now, there's something required on each of us. And that's chesed. I'm in a covenant with you, Shelley. Mm-hmm. So I've got something I have to provide. You have something you have mm-hmm. to provide. Mm-hmm. Chesed is the real... Now here, get this. Chesed is the real essence of brit, covenant. Chesed is the real essence of covenant. No need to be in a covenant with anybody if there's not some requirements.
Right.
And if you want to title this today, I'm titling it, Chesed is the real essence of brit, covenant. Now listen to what Gleck says. It can almost be said that chesed is the very content of brit, or chesed is the very content of covenant. Hmm. Now, chesed, we want to go back, and it can be between people. It can be between families.
Yes.
You owe something in your family, familial rights. It can be it was often used between tribes, you know, like mm-hmm. African tribes.
Warring tribes.
Well, you're strong over here and I'm strong over here, so let's make a covenant. Mm-hmm. So now I want Shelley to read something to you from Kenneth Copeland and Greg
Stevens'
book. Mm-hmm. God, what's the name of it, Shelley? I know it's Covenant.
God, the Covenant and the Contradiction.
So she's going to be reading to you from page what?
Well, I've got it marked. It's on page number 13. And I even love the beginning in dovetailing with what you just said. One problem we as believers have today is that we don't have a covenant mindset.
That's Brother Copeland's statement,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. So there is this mind renewal, your mind, will, and emotions, that part that you take to the university to be educated, to be washed with the water of the word of chesed and covenant. And
covenant conscious.
Exactly. I love how he put it. We live in a world that's lost touch with the value and significance of covenant.
Mm-hmm.
A world where it's often said that covenants, or you could say contracts, are made to be broken. That's what the world thinks. but a world that has little to no clue about what it means to be in covenant relationship, whether those relationships are with spouses or family or business partners or even with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, here's an example. And he took it from the story of Dr. Henry Morton Stanley.
Dr. Stanley, Stanley and Livingston.
Mm-hmm. Sir Henry, excuse
me. Sir Henry, sorry.
And Sir Henry Morton Stanley, what a name. It took him to some unimaginable places. And if you've ever read about him, you remember his story. He was a 19th century Welsh American explorer. He was a journalist. And Stanley was sent to Africa by none other than the New York Herald newspaper. And he was sent to find the famous Dr. David Livingston.
Dr. David Livingston.
Now, what about this Dr. David Livingston?
Who was he?
I thought you would never ask.
No.
Glad you did. Livingston was a Scottish physician.
A doctor, a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm. He was a missionary.
Missionary doctor.
And don't forget, he was an explorer, an overall hero to the British public. And Dr. David Livingston had been missing a grand total of 6 years.
Disappeared 6 years.
So, Sir Henry Stanley was sent to search for and find Dr. Livingston. He soon lost nearly all of his 100-plus member expedition team. How did he lose them? To desertion and disease.
They're in Africa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How disheartening.
Mm-hmm.
He also encountered hostile African tribes that further slowed his efforts. Desperate, Stanley finally needed the advice of his young African interpreter to consider entering a covenant with the chieftain of one particularly powerful warring tribe. At first, Stanley was hesitant to commit to some foreign idea of a peace treaty or an agreement, and he felt uncertain about how it would play out. He almost called the whole thing off.
Because he didn't really understand that like they did.
No.
That whoever advised him, his African advisor, he knew covenant well.
Exactly. So when Stanley found out that this covenant rite included that Stanley and the chief were to drink some of each other's blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. The very thought was revolting.
Two-thirds of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI. Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.